All right. Then I feel ready for a new piece.
This is Laura.
Hi, Laura.
Yes, and I did on judgments. It's a reoccurring thing in my household that I try to state my needs, and I don't feel like they're heard, and then I get very angry that I'm not being heard. So then I'm just so mad and at them and judging them for not hearing me, and it's like a circle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I, you know, fall back on them judging me because maybe I didn't state it right, and then maybe they just don't care, and then I'm, you know, it just goes on and on.
Oh, sounds like a whole lot of fun.
Yeah.
So, can you say what your judgment is in those moments?
Let's see, I could stick with, I think I'll have to pick one, like with my son.
Mm-hmm.
The judgment is, he's just an airhead. He really doesn't care. He
mm-hmm.
only thinks of himself.
Okay.
He thinks I'm his, you know.
Uh-huh. Keep going. Finish that thought.
He thinks I'm his maid, his
uh-huh. Yeah.
Coordinator, his slave, basically.
Yeah.
So why should he listen?
Thank you. I want to ask you, is there some relief in just admitting that you have these judgments?
Yeah, it puts me in touch with my anger, which makes me uncomfortable.
Uh-huh. Okay, so now would you do me a favor and write down all of these, because each one of them is a gem. He's an airhead. Let me see if I can repeat. He's an airhead. He doesn't care. He thinks only about himself. He thinks I'm his slave.
Mm-hmm.
In my belief, each one of these is pointing to a need.
Mm-hmm.
And not necessarily the same need. So having that many different judgments is telling me what I know you already know. There are a lot of needs of yours that are on the table here.
Mm-hmm.
In that kind of interaction. So what I'd like to do now is take each one of those judgments one by one and see if we can find the gem that is inside it of your need. So first one is, he's an airhead. I mean, it will be a bit of a duh what I'm about to say, but still I want to say it. Clearly, we don't want people to be airheads, right? That's
it.
So what is it that you would want instead? Instead of someone who's an airhead, what would you want?
I would want him to be grounded and focus.
Okay, so now you're telling, now just take it away from him and see that you have just articulated two things that I guess are values of yours, needs of yours.
Mm-hmm.
Can you name it as such?
Right. The need?
Yeah.
I need for him to listen and focus on me.
No, it's nothing to do with him. You're just...
Oh. I need grounded and focus. You mean?
That's it. You are looking for groundedness and focus.
Mm-hmm.
You see how that has nothing to do with him?
Yes.
That move, judgment to what is it that I want and what does that tell me about me, that's the move of liberation that helps you connect with yourself and identify what's going on inside of you.
Mm-hmm.
The extra step in terms of really doing the work is to really put your attention on those needs and stay inside of you with the needs instead of with what he's doing or not doing or what you want him to do or not do and are the needs going to be met or not. Just really appreciate the preciousness of these are needs of yours, things that are important to you. Can you do that for a second?
Yes.
Were you able to do it?
Yes.
And can you tell me what you felt as you were able to do that?
Well, I feel sad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's often the first thing that happens, shifting from the anger to sadness. So can you say what is in the sadness?
I think it's having it be okay that I need it.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That even if someone else doesn't need it.
Yeah.
You know, that I feel wrong for really needing that.
Mm. Yeah. So it's like you are beginning the journey to own and celebrate the deliciousness of your needs.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel really torn in this moment because I so want to accompany you on that journey, and it's not the focus of what I wanted to do in this segment of time, so I want to check in with you. If you are okay to kind of like park this moment and proceed with the next thing, or do you need a little more time to rest in this?
I think it's okay to keep going.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I hope you will come back to this and sit with it longer.
Yes, I will. It was an eye-opener.
Thank you. So, and I just want to say, you see, just taking the judgment and turning it around into what the needs are in it and connecting with them, what an amazing, like you say, eye-opener that can be.
Mm-hmm.
Next judgment. He doesn't care. What does that tell you about what's important to you?
I need him to care about me.
Okay, leave him out of it now. Take
now
it just
I need me to care.
No, it's not you. Leave you out of it too. It's just I need care. Care can come from him, can come from you, can come from me, can come from the silent listeners on this call, can come from your friends. It's just recognizing how much you want care in your life. You see the move?
Yes, uh-huh. It's very hard to take it off of a person, isn't it? For me.
Yes,
I
yes.
can see that. That's where I get snagged.
Yeah, but, uh-huh. but I think you already see that the more you take it out of the person and just into you, the more freedom there is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. Ready for the next one? Mm-hmm. This is brutal, but lovely, isn't it? Are you ready, really?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay, what was the next one? He thinks only about himself.
Mm-hmm.
What is it that you want instead?
Well, now I'm stuck. I don't know how to put this without wanting something from him.
Just start there. Just start there. We'll walk it step by step. This is the key. Step by step. Don't jump.
Oh, I guess consideration. I need consideration.
Uh-huh. You want, I like to say it in a different way. You want your needs to matter.
Mm-hmm.
Does that touch it more
yes.
or less than consideration?
Yes, I need to matter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. In fact, I've said that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I need
okay.
to.
Okay, next one.
His slave.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He thinks that I'm his slave.
Mm-hmm.
So,
respect.
What is the main characteristic of being a slave that you don't like?
Well, his expectations that I do everything for him.
Mm-hmm. So
that I put myself, you know, second to him.
Mm-hmm. So that sounds like, you know, kind of like harking back to wanting your needs to matter.
Mm-hmm.
I am wondering if... Because when I hear the word slave, I don't hear a huge amount of choice in that. And I'm wondering
yeah.
if that's part of it, too, for you.
A big part of it. Choice.
Yeah.
Yes.
So now you got all the needs, at least a goodly chunk of them. And now you can work with yourself to make emotional contact with these needs. We did it a little bit with one, and you noticed how huge that was for you.
Mm-hmm.
You can do the same thing with each one of these needs. Mm-hmm. Wondering how you're doing in this moment.
Well, I'm going right to strategy. What do I do now besides feel it, you know, how am I going to assert myself so I do have choice? How am I going to incorporate care? How, you know, I go into the how do I do this
mm-hmm.
strategy.
Yeah. Again, this is...
this is not the class for that, but that's
right.
Where I go always really quick.
So, but
how am I going to do this?
Okay, I want to say one quick thing for this, just because, you know, yeah, there's the topic of the class, and then there is you and I right here, and I want to give you something that you can start chewing with. So my hunch, and I want you to check with yourself, it may be completely not relevant to you, in which case it won't be helpful, but my hunch is that you express your needs as demands, that you are not separating your needs and strategies of what you want people to do, and you're not making requests that leave room for people to say yes or no.
Mm.
So I would work on breaking down your requests to very small pieces of how you're going to reach connection with them so that they understand your needs and you understand their needs before you try to solve any problem.
Are you saying when you are making a request that you also are understanding, giving the other person room to state what they need?
Exactly. And usually it comes in the form of being really equally open to yes or no, so that my request is a request for information, basically. Is this going to work for you? And if it's a no, then searching together for something else.
Okay.
So that's my tip.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. This was very satisfying and kind of like condensed. So I'm really appreciating the strength that I imagine it took to stay the course when there were all so many side things that came up for you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Again, I'd like to see if there are any questions or comments about this piece of work before we move to the next.
Hello?
Yeah, I need some clarification. Part where you, like the person makes a judgment, and then usually like, I don't want this person to do something, and then you asked to translate that in a positive statement.
Mm-hmm.
So where I'm not clear how to do that is, maybe for myself or when I'm coaching somebody else, you know, like people will start bringing the other person in the positive statement as well.
Is that
crucial to leave the person out or allowing the person to stay in that positive statement as well?
What I want, the structure of it is judgment, turn the judgment into something positive, then remove the strategy and focus on needs.
So it doesn't really matter if the other person will be in the positive statement or not, right?
In the first instance, I first of all want the person that I'm working with to shift from the negative, what I don't want, what I'm judging, to the positive of what I do want. That has value in itself. And then from there, I can continue the journey of bringing it back in and letting the other person out.
Okay, I hear you. So it's really not that crucial. As long as there is a judgment kind of shifted to a more positive intention, and then that will help the person, will help you or the person to see the actual need. And then
yes.
When we get to the need, we're trying to remove completely the other person or the person that's speaking also out of the picture, just
yes.
Connecting to the need. Okay,
yes.
That's clearer now. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Anything else about this?
Mickey, this is Gloria, and I just wanted to say how much I enjoyed hearing you say the more you take it out of the other person and go into yourself, the more freedom there is.
Yes.
I was enjoying hearing the clarity
yes.
that I was receiving from the last speaker
mm-hmm.
about taking the judgment statement to positive statement, removing the strategy and focusing on needs,
mm-hmm.
and how that would dovetail in my imagination with your statement of the more you take it out of the other person and into yourself,
mm-hmm.
the more freedom there is.
Yes.
And really making the emotional contact with the needs, how
mm-hmm.
supportive that is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's helpful to you to
mm-hmm.
hear those steps.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you so much for this feedback. I'm appreciating it.